This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, May 15th. God's word for you today is God's mercy. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and hope." Never forget that. Like I shared with you some days ago, the burden on my heart is the fact that as Christians generally, we tend to move on too quickly. God is saying new chapters. Therefore, we need to stay with, meditate on, and ruminate over what it means. Hence, the need to go over and over again all that he has said and he is saying to us in season. You will experience new chapters of mercy. God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 to 19, please read, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will show compassion to whom I will show compassion." There is mercy when you are far from God, and there is mercy when you are close to God. You need mercy when you are far from God, and you need mercy when you are close to God. You will experience God's mercy in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God is so versatile, effective, and unconditional. God's mercy will work in your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. When God shows mercy and has mercy on you, no one can question him. The mercy of God does not need anyone's permission, approval, nor can anyone query it. It does not matter who likes or doesn't like you. All that matters is that you are a recipient of God's mercy. God has not consulted your 5, 7, 6, 8 tight friends or family before he extends mercy to you. The chapter of mercy will open all the chapters of greatness to you in the name of Jesus. It will open the chapters of provision, promotion, protection, and miracles to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The old chapter will not follow you into this new chapter in the name of Jesus. I believe very strongly that for some people reading this is not just the beginning of a new chapter. This is the beginning of the first chapter of a new book in the name of Jesus. Yes, a life can have volumes of books. So for some people, yes, it is a new chapter. However, it is a new chapter in a new book. This means that the book of the last chapter has been closed and archived. Remember, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus said, "I come in the volume of the book written of me." So lives can have different volumes of books. It is so dramatically new that it is a different book. When God says, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy," some people struggle with it because how do I know if I am part of the people God will have mercy on? I will show you that you are part of the people that God will have mercy on in the name of Jesus. However, God's divine election or selection, as can also be represented, can be a challenge to certain people. And I will explain these in details in tomorrow's devotional. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because in Christ I am a recipient of your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.